Hey everyone, welcome to today's Cornerstone Connection. My name is Nate Carter. Question for you. When you were little, did your parents ever say to you, don't talk back? Or maybe with your own kids, do you ever say like, don't talk back to me or don't get sassy with me? Well, I think in Job 23 today, we see Job starting to get a little sassy with God. Now, he's not talking directly to God, but he's kind of talking about God as he responds to his friends. In verse 3, he says, if only I knew where to find God, I would go to his court. I would lay out my case and present my arguments. Then I would listen to his reply and understand what he says to me. Verse 7, honest people can reason with him, so I would be forever acquitted by my judge. So I was listening to a pastor preach on this chapter, and I hadn't noticed this before, but this pastor was saying, it seems that in this chapter, Job is starting to get a little bit, he's getting so run down and worn down with his predicament that he's getting testy. And he's starting to kind of backtalk to God a little bit and saying, you know what, God owes me an answer here. So I'm taking him to court. And again, this pastor was saying, you don't ever want to put God in the witness box or in the defendant's box. It's not our job to question God for why he does what he does. That's setting yourself up in an inappropriate relationship with God. You can understand that Job has really been, you know, run through the ringer here, and he's getting fed up and he's frustrated. But beware how you think about God and how you talk to God, even as you're beginning to get threadbare. Verse 8, he says, I go east, but he's not there. I go west, but I cannot find him. I do not see him in the north, for he is hidden. I look to the south, but he is concealed. Job is frustrated. He's looking for God. He's wrestling with this question, why? Why, God, did you allow this to happen to me? And it's therein that we see the problem, that God is not interested in answering that question for Job. And as I mentioned in a previous connection, God's not gonna answer the question. Even after 42 chapters, God will not answer the question to Job, this is why I did this. And so Job's getting frustrated, and I wonder, can you relate to this experience of looking everywhere for God, but you just can't seem to find him giving you an answer for why you're in the situation you're in? We can understand, we can relate to Job. Verse 10, but he knows where I'm going, and when he tests me, I will come out as pure gold. I don't think that's arrogance there. Job knows that he is a righteous man and that he's worked hard to follow the ways of God. So he's saying, I'm going to be all right once I hear back from the Lord. Verse 11, for I've stayed on God's paths. I've followed his ways and not turned aside. Listen to this. I have not departed from his commands, but I have treasured his words more than daily food. This is a great reminder for us that as we go through hardship, we go through troubles, we go through sufferings, we go through loneliness, we go through whatever the case may be where life is hard, we don't depart from the word of God. And I want to commend you, because just by being part of the Cornerstone Connection, you're involved in a daily dosage of hearing from God's word, and encourage you to read the word for yourself, because you'll find that they are the words of life that often will speak just what you need to hear for the day in order to get through. And Job is staying close to God's words, and just as we have the opportunity to stay close to his word as well. I just talked to someone yesterday who was encouraging a friend to open the dusty Bible that had been sitting on their coffee table for years and years, to open up and find within it the words of life. Just a week ago, I was struggling with something, and I was saying, God, can you speak to me here? And I happened to open the scripture to a word that was exactly what I needed to hear for that day, and it encouraged me and kind of got me reset. Now, as we finish here today, just a reminder that we are going to enter into times of suffering, and some of you are in a time of testing or suffering right now. Some of you will have that time of testing coming soon, but we're all going to experience it. as we do that, let's be careful that we don't hold God in the witness, in the defendant's seat, that it's not his job to defend himself to us. So we may not always get the answer to why this is happening. And then when you find yourself in that time of suffering, stay close to his word. Give him the opportunity to speak to you through his word. Regularly put yourself in the presence of God's word to speak the words of life to you. God will lead you through it. He may never explain to you why, but he will be with you and you will hear from him. He will go with you on the journey. Be encouraged by that. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.